Welcome back to Weirdos TV. We missed you. Me and the gang of myself and I. We missed you on Weirdos TV. We missed you, all of you, both of you, each and every one of us missed each and every three of you. You know what I mean. It's exactly like that. So welcome back to the show where time and space are gone and stay in place. They know where they belong, but they don't stay there until I tell them to. Just like you, just like you, just like you, just like you. And you and I are on that endless journey together. You're here with me in my spaceship, my time machine, and even though time is completely broken for me, I can communicate with you where time still means something. And you can help me feel something. Call me, call this show, call me right now. Or else, or else I might do something drastic, like sing a song, or do a dance, or be ridiculous. You know what I mean. Boy, I sure am glad to be back here on Weirdos TV. You know, what we love about Weirdos, that is to say, you, what we love about Weirdos is that you understand. You understand what needs to be done, and you know you're just the ones to do it. And so I want you to think of the weirdest thing that you've ever done, and I want you to tell me about it. I want you to call 1-800-WEIRDOS, the number on your screen. Call me right now and tell me about the weirdest thing you've ever done. The thing that freaked people out more than anything else you've ever done. Tell me. Tell me. Tell me! Mama in the doorball, doorball, doorball. Mama in the doorball. Yeah, mama in the doorball, doorball, doorball. Mama in the doorball. Mama in the doorball. Yeah.
Mama's in the doorstop. Mama's in the doorstop. Mama's in the doorstop. That's what I said, and I meant it. So there. So don't tell me where my mama is. Because I know. I know. I seen her. I seen her over there. I looked and I seen her. And I said, Mama, what you doing there? And she said, I don't know. And I said, come back down from there, Mama. It's dangerous. And my mama, she didn't want to come back down. She just kept climbing and climbing. Everything got fuzzy after that. I wasn't quite sure where I was. I got confused. You know? I got confused. Do you ever get confused? I bet you do. I bet you get confused every day. I bet you're confused right now. You know why? You know why you get confused? I'm gonna explain it to you. All about your confusion. You see, the future is fuzzy. And I think that's so cute. I think it's really cute how fuzzy the future is. It's so fuzzy. Oh, look at the little future. Future. It's such a cute little fuzzy little future. Yes, it is. It's a cute little fuzzy little future. That's right. It's a cute little fuzzy little future. And in that future exists the finest energy waves that have ever been seen.
Hello? Hello? Are you there? Hello? Okay. That's different. They just hung up. That's not the same. As if they were never there. All right. Now, I have no idea how we're going to make this work, but there's a caller just trying to call, but so far when I picked up the caller got bashful and hung up. So we're just gonna hope that maybe this caller will call back and we can have a conversation. All right, now I'm trying to. Oh, that's very interesting. Now, what I'm really hoping, I guess the caller's not gonna call back, huh? That's amazing. And I panicked because someone was calling in. This is how I get when you call. And you called and then you were gone. Wow, it's a drag. I don't even know. Are you there? And when you're not there, it was you. It was you all the time. Why are you not under my control anymore? You know, I knew it was gonna be like this. All right. It's like magic to me. Everything, all my options are blocked. And I just wanted you to call me. Who was that? No. It didn't even get picked up by the recording machine. Oh, what a state of affairs we live in. It's because the future is fuzzy, like I done warned you about. I'm all alone here. And since I'm all alone, I feel liberated. You know, if anyone watched the show, if I thought for a second that there was anyone out there actually watching this crap as I was making it, well, first of all, I'd feel bad for you. And secondly, I'd be like, really? Really? There's someone out there that watches the show? I wouldn't believe it if you told me. I've heard rumors about the people who watch the show. My doctor claims that he watches the show. I don't really believe him. But you know, he quoted like actual bits from the show. I mean, he saw Mr. Pregnant, I think. And I was like, wow, maybe my doctor does watch the show. It's really amazing. So, if you're out there, prove it to me. Prove me wrong. Call the show. Call the thank you. I wish you would call back. I tried to do the math. 32 plus 11, 33, 43. I guess 43. The answer, you know, we thought the answer was 42. But I'm pretty sure it's 43. That's interesting. I'm really going to have to try and explain that to everybody later. So nice. This really reminds me. Sometimes when I'm trying to control the spaceship, I get confused between my different senses. You know, like what I'm seeing versus what I'm hearing. So sometimes I think I want to control what I'm seeing, but I really would rather control what I'm hearing. Everything goes wrong. It's all wrong. And so long. Oh, I wish you would call back. It's no fair. You really should call back. I really think you should call back. Are you watching live right now? Call me. Call me. All the lights are on, but nobody's home. Nobody's home. The lights are on, but nobody's home. Nobody's home. That's what I'm talking about. And in the end, nobody needs to know. Nobody needs to know. can explain it to them if you want to try. But it's not worth it, trust me. They won't get it. They won't get it at all. Be like me. Don't even try to explain it to them. Just make it up. Say whatever you want to say. And don't worry about it. You just imagine it. See, it's just that easy. 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 Well, when you get control of time and space, you see you how you deal with it. Damned if you don't do the same thing I'm doing. I swear it. I mean it. I'm not kidding around here. Maybe you were calling from another time warp. But the truth is, they didn't really want to talk to me. Otherwise, they would have spoken when I connected with them. That's what I mean. Yeah. It doesn't have to be nice. I don't care if you like it. You think I care if you like it? I told you, I don't even think there's anybody watching. I'm pretty sure I'm alone. I'm all alone here. So why would I give a shit what you think? I don't. Okay. Well, weirdos. No, not there. 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 No. Oh. Finally. Everything's much better now. I feel better. Do you feel better? Okay, well, the show's pretty much over now. We've almost reached the magic 43 that I told you about before. That I told you about before. That I told you about before. So, as we approach the magic 43... I want to say goodnight to all you wonderful weirdos. I'm so happy that you could join me. Join me. You're with me. We're together, weirdos. We touched you. I didn't know. Oh my God, you're moving everything up and down and all around. No, and we haven't even reached the magic 43 yet. If I had known what you were gonna do to me, I would never have been anywhere near you. Oh my God, with nothing to time left, no time to lose. No time to lose. No time to lose. No time to lose. Okay, weirdos. Goodbye. Goodbye. Good night, weirdos. Good night.